Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Secondly, join our newly prayer platform via YouTube and Facebook. We call it Turning Point Prayer Hub from 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. 30 minutes of intensive prayer to secure and command your day. Load your data. Don't miss it daily. If you can join us live from wherever you are all over the world, 6:30 to 7 a.m., good. If you cannot, maybe because of time difference, nothing lost. Then as you wake up, after listening to Turning Point Audio, visit our YouTube and Facebook, Instagram. Sing the song we sang over the day. Pray the prayer we prayed. Prophesy over the day as I was led to lead the people. Put your battle seat behind it. If you are consistent with the two, audio, hearing my voice, video, both seeing me and hearing the voice, your whole life will totally transform. Then rebroadcast to your contact daily. Welcome also to Monday, the first day of the first Monday in the month. As I said, dates and figures are spiritually significant. The third day carries deep spiritual meaning. I want to connect to it in praying for everyone. Be responding with amen. The third day represents resurrection, restoration, and victory over death. Jesus rose from death after 3 days. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 4. Jesus conquered death. He who died came back to life. The third day is for revival. Hosea chapter 6 verse 2 says, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. The third day is for fulfillment of promise. Genesis 22 verse 4. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place God promised him. Let me stop there and connect all these spiritual dots for praying for us today. Open your hand. I speak to everyone's life. May what is dead or paralyzed in your life spiritually, physically, mentally, maritally, and financially come back to life. On this resurrection day, I say come back to life. Now lay your hand on your manhood, man, whose manhood is no longer functioning. Lay your hand on your tummy, woman, whose menstruation stopped prematurely. Lay hand on your eyes if you have a sight problem. Lay hand on any part of your body paralyzed, partial stroke or permanent stroke. Hold document relating to your shop, your office, your career, and your finances. Anything that is not thriving well, as at before. On this resurrection day, I prophesy, come back to life, restoration and resurrection. As the grave opened for Jesus on the third day, I prophesy, your doors must open. Doors to good marriage, doors to relocation, doors to new opportunity, to connection, to brilliance, high result. Open, open. Place your hand on your eyes as Abraham saw the place promised him on the third day. May your inner and outer eyes saw the place. This week shall answer for you. This week is the week you will end this day and this week in a huge testimony. Now, this next instruction is for only 7 persons. Turning Point reaches to 142 nations. I speak only to 7 persons. From any part of the world, if you are able to, if you will not be stressed or come under pressure, if you will not complain, if you believe that I am sent and I speak as I hear, tie 3 or 4 key issues of life to this special sacrificial seed. Take it from your investment, from your saving, from anywhere. You may choose where to take it from. On this 11th month, when we are doing seed 11, 11, 11, 11,111 naira, 11 kobo, which many people are already doing, or you want to do the equivalent wherever you are. Now, these 7 persons, you will sow 111,000 naira, 111 naira, and 11 kobo. It is not for everybody. It is for exceptional intervention. Remember what I said? Just 7 persons that will do so with faith, with joy, with expectation on major issues of life. You will see the hand of God in an unusual manner. Do so if you are led to. November 3 celebrant, your prayers, your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will mark November 3 yearly in good health, changing from level to level till you are 120 years. Happy birthday, right? Let's listen to the first teaching today. My question, Daddy, what decision should I take since my husband of 37 years traveled out, leaving me and five children here for 24 years, now settled down overseas with another woman and children over there. So what do I do to keep waiting? Wow. 24 years out of 37 years of marriage. Why? Can we say this is in search of greener grass or outright wickedness and a total lack of understanding of God's purpose for marriage? What is the educational position of your five children? Were you able to send them to school? You did not tell us whether you were sending money for their upkeep. I'm sure you are no longer a young woman. 37 years plus your age before marriage, you will either be 60 or close. Your consolation in this marriage should be the children, especially if they are doing well academically. Stay with them. The grace that saw you through these 24 years will not leave you. If, however, you want to remarry and you find a man who will not exploit or make life stressful for you, you are free to do so, since this one has abandoned you. But if you can stay and consider yourself married to Jesus, to me, that's better. Next, good morning, sir. I need your advice urgently. Some of my close friends want to buy a car for me on hire purchase to use for both, but I'll be paying back instrumentally till I pay in full. If I miss any payment, they will retrieve the car back to the company. Please, is this a good idea to go into? Wow, no, it's not a good idea. If you call them friends and the condition is this stringent, no, it is a trap. Don't fall into it. It will mess up your entire life. Don't let them push you to sign what will choke your life even to death. Next, should we gather money to rent a new place in Lagos as our present house is marked out for demolition, or use the money with us to convey our belongings home and build something from the scratch? At least we won't be thinking of rent there. Your wise counsel, sir. God bless. Wow. Oh no. If you relocate back home, which I know you are referring to your village, apart from the fact that the huge cost of putting out a building from the scratch, you might discover the money you are taking home will not reach anywhere. Then what are you going to live on in the village? So rent another place in Lagos. Lagos is still more economically viable. Then do what you ought to have done earlier. Have a business that will bring you money to build a house in the village. Coming to Lagos to live in and work, it's like those going abroad. Work hard, save money, have investment to build a home back in your village you will retire to when you are done in Lagos or for those in diaspora. By then, you will have also established investment for a passive income that will keep you on to the end of life. Don't go back to home empty with nothing on the ground there. You will suffer too much. All this suffering can shorten life. As I have always lamented, many are listening to this in their late years. Younger people, please learn your lesson. We broadcast it to your contact. Firstborn and first son and breadwinners ministration in Lagos is this weekend, October 7 to 9. Friday, October 7, 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, October 8 and 9, will be 8 a.m. combined service. Living Spring Chapel International, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, is the venue. Telephone numbers to SMS, chat with or call for further information on the firstborn and first son ministration in Ikeja, Lagos, is 0806-478-8392. Please call or SMS. Month has ended. If you are a monthly tither, personal or corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, or the seed of 11-11-11, we are sowing for the 11th hour miracle. Many are already doing so, as I have said. Do so with joy. Then the seven persons I was led to call for a special seed for exceptional divine intervention on two or three major issues of life. Do so as led of God. Your testimony will be far-reaching, and it will spill over to your children and to your generation. I prophesy over all my listeners, this month has already opened for you. Your rain of mercy and blessing will fall. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day, a wonderful month. In Jesus' name.